Lund described the other shoppers as hella nonchalant about the goat eating candy from the floor.
3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast. My name is Matt. I'm here with Tam.
Yo, what up?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, nothing. What's up with you?
Just about the same. I'm going to do a podcast and then going to take a nap.
What time did you go to bed last night?
I went to bed about 3, but I had some trouble falling asleep, so I think like 4, 4:30.
My girlfriend listened to this, so I went to bed at 2 o'clock, but in reality, I went to bed at like 4, 4:30. I'm very tired.
So, because your girlfriend listens to this?
Yeah.
I
want you to tell her that I went to bed at 2.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She was asleep.
And then what, did you get back up and play video games or something?
No, I was out till like 4, 4:30. Oh, I had a friend come from in town.
Oh, I see.
I recorded videos for another YouTube page that I do.
You son of a bitch.
Don't tell Three Hit Combo.
Well, so.
What? You want me to plug that other YouTube page on this podcast? No, I won't do that.
If you want, you can.
No, it's whatever. It's for that dumb card game that I play.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
It's like a tutorial
dumb card
thing.
Game. The dumb card game.
.com.
So last week it was all ice storms, and this week it's all just like fucking wet
mush.
Mm-hmm. Because it's actually kind of warm.
I prefer mush to ice storms. I'm sure that sounds great.
That's what it sounds like when you go step outside.
Jarring. Yeah, I prefer this over ice storms for sure.
Oh, hell yeah.
But it was really lame because like it was perfectly frosted enough this morning at like 4 o'clock when I had to drive home that like I had to really sit there and wait for my windows to heat up before I could drive. It was like a thick layer of ice.
I hate that. Mm. Man, dude, I hate that so fucking much.
We should move.
Speaking of mics dropping, I think mine's dropping too.
Oh, it's drooping? Mm-hmm. You got a little drooper?
I got a drooper.
Yeah. That's what happens after I get like 2 beers. Good little whiskey dick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. My mic stand has a whiskey dick.
I understand.
Mm-hmm. Which is weird. I don't know why I feed my mic stands a whiskey. Loosen them up.
Oh, I get it. So what have you been playing?
That was a good joke.
That was a great joke.
I've been playing Pokemon Moon.
Sick.
Slowly but surely. Dude, there is so much. Team Skull sucks.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think they're really funny.
Pokemon Moon is so goddamn slow. It's like, you finally do something, and then you have to talk to like 5 people.
Hell yeah, dude.
And then you finally do something. Yeah, and then you talk to someone else. And it's like, oh my god, it's all talking. And then I played Mario Maker, and surprisingly, there's a lot of fucking talking in that, too, between worlds. So you do the Mario challenge, and between worlds, there's, like, a bird and some, like, secretary lady talking about...
On the 3DS?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not on the Wii version.
Talking about the fucking game, like, oh, you can do this and this and this, and then you just have to, like, fucking click through it all, yeah. God damn this mic.
Yeah, there's none of that on the Wii U version.
I need like a counterweight. Hang something off the end of this.
Just take it and drop your wrist on it and be like, hey. Like you're really hanging out.
Yeah, so I mean Mario Maker's fun and all, but fucking hell, man.
Yeah.
You play like 5 levels and then you beat the world. And then they constantly talk. And I'm just like, what the fuck?
You made any cool ones?
No, I've made a practice level, but I haven't really, all I've been doing is really playing instead of making.
What do you mean practice level?
It is, Super Mario 3 Airship.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, yeah, you would do Super Mario 3, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would.
Every time that I make levels, it's always in Super Mario World.
What a nerd.
It's our differences that make us great.
And I've also been playing Minecraft.
Yeah, again?
Getting back into Minecraft. Yeah, I bought a server.
You bought a server?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
So that multiple people can come play in one world.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
What's the server called? I might join you.
The server is called Buttcraft.
Hmm.
And there is there's a little how-to because you need Technic Launcher. I posted it on Facebook. So if you want to come join, I can give you the thing.
I would, but I don't play Minecraft.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see.
It sounds fun, though.
Yeah, so buy Minecraft.
Yeah, but it doesn't really sound fun. I just said that to be nice.
Stop lying to me. The only problem
I
have
with it... Is that a new shirt? I love it.
The only problem I have with it, though, is everyone wanted to play Technic. Well, Tekkit is the mod version. Technic is the launcher. Everyone wanted to play Tekkit, and they're like, oh, but it goes with a ton of mods. With like 100 and some mods. The problem I have with it, though, is first of all, it's the mods are on an older version of the game. So, like, currently Minecraft is in version 1.11, mm-hmm. and this is version 1.6. It's so goddamn far behind. Like, there's just stuff that, like, I'll go to do something and they're like, oh, that's not in this version. I'm like, sucks ass. Second of all, everything's so goddamn easy with all those mods.
You're drooping again.
No, I'm drooping again.
Everything's easy? Like, there's no real challenge?
Yeah, everything's so easy. Like, Arya was talking about a slash home command, where it just teleports you to your spawn location.
Wow.
It's just like, that's not, like, her point was, and it's a valid point, that when you go out on a 30-minute adventure, like, do you actually really want to walk 30 minutes back? But I'm like, the point of it, though, is you're supposed to try and survive.
Yeah, so, it's the treks backs that are harder than the
so
treks
yeah,
out.
Like...
It lets you adventure longer.
It's like, yeah, that's the challenge.
It's low risk, high reward. I get it.
Yeah, so I just... And then there's... Yeah, what were the... Oh, one that I guess... I mean, it's another thing that makes sense time-wise, but like...
In
the game, like, when you chop down wood, you have to chop down, like, specifically each block of a tree. But in this version, if you chop down the bottom block, mm-hmm. the whole tree falls down like it would in real life, you know?
Yeah.
But it's just, like, now it's so goddamn easy to get, like, so much wood. It's just, like, where's the, like, the challenge?
I get it.
If I wanted to just make a really cool house and everything, I'd just play in creative mode. Nah, I'm playing on survival. Hard mode survival.
Yeah, whenever Abby plays, she only plays on creative.
Creative.
She likes to just build things.
I don't like
creative. She's a tinker.
I like surviving more than anything. It's just like everything's so easy.
All I've been playing is Overwatch. Super Smash Bros. Melee for the Nintendo GameCube. And Jack Party Games.
Oh, I've played those.
All right.
Yeah.
It's a fun for company.
Mm-hmm.
That's really it. Just being a giant dork.
Hmm. It's funny you said that because I didn't ask.
Yeah, but I did.
just kidding.
Fuck you, Matt.
We can't figure out what Andy played because he's not here. But I'm sure it's a bunch of games on his new PC.
Andy played Catastrophe. It's a game where you're a cat and you go and you knock things off of a wall or off of shelves. You got little cat paws. It's like a first-person cat simulator. Mm-hmm. You got to knock things off.
He probably played Hat of a Boyfriend.
I Am Bread.
Who's Your Daddy? What's Under Your Blanket? Shower with Your Dad Simulator.
Shower with Your Dad Simulator, you probably put the most time into.
Genital jousting.
You know, I heard he was waiting for the Vita version.
The Vita version. Well, it doesn't sound like we have a lot to talk about in the opener. Yeah. So we might as well just go into gaming news, right?
Dude, let's do it. Let's riff off of some gaming stuff.
Gaming news so great, you'll be coming back for more. Riff, this is gaming news.
Nearly 2 years later, City Skylines is almost ready for Xbox One.
Sweet. How hype. What is that? Is that a... Oh, hold on. Is that a Grand Theft Auto 5 thing?
No.
Is that a Spyro the Dragon thing?
No, City Skylines happens to be a City Skylines thing.
Oh! Please, tell me more.
It's kind of like SimCity.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know how, like... You know how the most recent SimCity people really didn't like that much?
Yeah, I heard that.
And it's like if they took the SimCity before that and there was like an alternate timeline where they actually made it better.
Huh.
That's City Skylines.
Wow. And tell me more about this story. You jump in before I start asking questions. Or was that the whole story?
That's basically the whole story. City Skylines is a better version of SimCity.
Oh, okay.
And I have it on PC and it's almost ready on Xbox One. Apparently it's been taking about 2 years, so. But it will ship with all four expansions on one disc.
That's pretty baller.
Oh, yeah, they're coming out with something I would have thought they'd have earlier, but a natural disaster expansion.
Will it be on the PlayStation?
That's a great idea. They should put it on the PlayStation. No, I can't tell.
No, that's okay.
PC edition. I think it would say something on here if it did have a PlayStation edition, but it doesn't in the article. So last year, Destiny had a Crimson Days. It was a Valentine's Day event. But this year, they're working on, quote, something else.
Singles Appreciation Day.
Bungie explains it will not be hosting a Crimson Days Valentine's event this year because it's, quote, too busy working on something else for an update in the spring.
I'm busy. Leave me alone. You can kiss yourself goodnight.
A lot of people say that Crimson Days is basically just a bunch of glorified microtransactions in the name of Valentine's Day. But at least from what I remember, I saw some screenshots. They look really cool. So,
well, if the community said that it sucked, it's good that they're not doing it again. At least they're listening.
I guess, but their only reason for it was because they're busy. Not because people don't like it.
From what you just said, you at least implied that like people weren't in that like super into it. So like if their data shows that like, hey, I'm just not into this Crimson Days thing, and they're just like, why waste the time? Let's try and work on something and do something else. They probably can't show their hand, so I'm busy is gonna have to be the best excuse they got. I'm busy doing something.
I see that. Well, on the other hand, they could just throw it out there anyway.
Yeah,
it's not like.
Sure, it won't be hard to update from 16 to 17.
And I mean, if you want to take out the microtransactions, it can't be that hard, but do the event. Put the crimson flowers everywhere.
That's fair.
Make it interesting. Make it at least something someone will log on and want to look at, even if it's for 2 seconds.
Ooh, look at these virtual flowers.
Rocket League's fourth season starts in April.
Rocket League is a game that I wish I had jumped on earlier. Now, if I went and I played Rocket League, I'd never score a goal because of how competitive that game probably is.
Yeah, I've played competitive and it's just fucking, it's completely different from unranked. It's just crazy. There are 15 different ranks, 4 prospect ranks, 4 challenger ranks, 4 star ranks, 3 champion ranks. This realignment will expand that to 19. It'll rename everything but champion. It seems like a savvy move to make a smaller tier because that'll make the next tier system more attainable. Psyonix also says that information about Season 4 will be given closer to its start date. However, the season 3 awards have been revealed, and they're wheels.
Ooh.
So you get some pretty kick-ass wheels.
That game is such an ingenious design. I bet the elevator pitch was really funny.
Rocket League fucking nailed it, man.
Yeah. It's like soccer, but with cars.
When that's how it was pitched to me, and I was like, that sounds shitty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I was like, I don't really like cars that much, and I don't like soccer. Why the fuck would I play cars and soccer? And then so I didn't play it for a while, and the next thing you know, I get the game, and I'm just like, God damn it, this is awesome.
Yeah. Legend says he's still playing to this day.
Occasionally. So, the virtual console on the Wii and Wii U has not been that great. While there's definitely a bunch of classic titles available, Nintendo's treatment of the service comes off as an afterthought. This is a company with one of the richest backlogs of games available, yet it only ever manages to release one or two games per month. What may make the service seem even lazier is some evidence that Nintendo possibly sold us a ROM of the original Super Mario Bros. On the Wii.
Wow.
If one does some digging through the actual files of the Virtual Console's port, you'll find a line of code that is only present in dumped ROM files online. As a matter of fact, this extra line of code matches some of the other ROMs you can find on various sites.
That's really, really funny.
It's like, they didn't even bother. They're just like, download a ROM of our game.
Yeah.
What if it was like an edited ROM? You know, where the levels were changed to like, fuck you.
Yeah, I'm sure they did research before, but like, if that is the path that they did. But I don't know.
I mean, so what'd they do? Go to coolroms.com and...
Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't they?
It's fucking shitty. I mean, own it!
Yeah, but like, if they can go and they get this ROM from the free space or whatever,
mm-hmm.
It's their game. So they own it. They could argue that they own that ROM because it's their game.
Mm-hmm.
It's their IP. So if that ROM that this other guy has already made and has, quote, volunteered there for them and it works with the Wii, why wouldn't you do it? Like, I totally get why it's a news story and it's funny and haha, fuck Nintendo. But like, taking a step back as like a businessman, I'm just like, yeah, that's my IP and you did me a service. So I'm just going to take your ROM. It's fucking mine.
You wouldn't do it because it's lazy. It's your game. You work on it.
Right.
And not only that, but they're always shutting down ROMs left and right. And mm-hmm. now you're taking one? Like, you hate ROMs so much, don't benefit from it. Use your own game. This is your stuff.
Yeah. So
That would be like a restaurant going to a store to buy a cake. Why make it myself? The restaurant's already made the store's already made the cake.
No, that would be like some street seller making an exact copy of the Whopper and Burger King going, yeah, I'm going to take this Whopper and I'm going to sell it because it's mine and you're not allowed to sell Whoppers anymore. Fuck off. Who wants a Whopper?
That still comes off as incredibly lazy. You're Burger King. Make the Whopper. Do what you do.
I guess, like, the biggest thing, and this might be me playing the Nintendo apologist role, as I often do,
mm-hmm.
of why reinvent the wheel if this other person has already done it, and it's your property. If you're running Matt Inc., and you make the world's best printer, and I make a printer that's exactly the same as yours, a copy of your printer, why not you just go, hey, that's my printer now. That's mine. I don't know. That wasn't a very good example. I'm not speaking very well today.
I wouldn't do it because I take more pride in my work rather than someone else doing it for me.
That is a reason that I could totally see argued. But I don't know. Different perspectives.
I suppose.
I'm not in love with the fact that they did a ROM, but I could see why they did it, if that is even the case.
Well, speaking of Nintendo, here's why the Switch is not a day one buy.
Sick.
Stardew Valley won't make the Nintendo Switch launch.
Easy. So. Easy decision.
In fact, you should probably never buy a Switch if it doesn't make the launch. I don't care if it makes it later. Because then you can play it on another console, and then by the time you're done with Stardew Valley, you don't need to play anything else ever.
Well, you'll never be done with Stardew Valley, so.
That's true. You will never be done with Stardew Valley. I dropped 100 hours, and I still got a lot to do.
My plan is to see what happens this upcoming winter, and see if the Mario game's worth it.
Oh, I see.
Because like Mario Odyssey's not a launch game. God, they should have just waited for and just launch this and like did the conference they did out in New York at E3, and just fucking came out with some bangers. Be like, hey, Mario Odyssey's in a month. Did you like Zelda on the Wii U? It's coming to Switch, and here's all these other cool fucking things you can do with it. Just hit after hit.
You know, I'm not 100% sure launch titles matter as much as people say they do. Because it seems like every time a console comes out, the knock on it is that there's no launch titles, and then they all sell very well. Like, the PS4 didn't have any launch titles, the Xbox One didn't, the Wii U really didn't. It's like, everyone bought them anyway. Everyone complained when they bought them, but they still bought them.
Like,
I would prefer that there were launch titles, but I think from like an actual selling console standpoint, it doesn't really seem to matter that much.
I guess whenever you bring facts and data into our argument, you're right.
Okay.
But me as a Nintendo fan, I saw the Switch as a new hope. I wanted them to come out the gate and be like,
as opposed to like the Wii U's Empire Strikes Back.
Yes.
Okay.
I wanted them to be like,
I wanted to switch.
Do you ever watch the conference?
No, so I still funny. Haven't watched the conference.
I wanted them to come out the gate and be like, Zelda's on both, Mario's a launch title. 3 months from now, we've got Metroid. 3 months from now, we've got this. 3 months from now, we got this.
Mm-hmm.
We hear you. We are prepared. Look at all these new titles. As opposed to, hey, look at all these fucking ports from 2006.
Yeah. I agree with you. As a consumer, I would much rather have all these launch titles.
Even if they promise us, hey, this is coming out in... We are planning a new Metroid, we're planning a new Star Fox, we're planning a new... Like, give me the things that I want as a Nintendo fan. You take every game from the Smash Brothers roster and you give it back to me as a new Nintendo Switch product. And even if you delay it for a year, you delay every single one of those games 1 year past the point that you said...
Well, then you don't have launch titles.
What?
Well, then you don't have launch titles.
You're right. So... I guess my problem with the Switch is not necessarily launch titles, but how they are handling the launch. I don't feel like their ducks are in a row.
I see.
They're online.
I've given up like a long time ago on Nintendo ever having like normal online.
You have to use your cell phone to communicate with people.
Yeah.
On an app.
Yeah.
And it's free. For a while, because there's nothing on it.
Yeah.
Just fucking wait. Just wait.
Mm-hmm.
Ride out the Wii U, fucking flash sale everything. Make your quick buck on the people that aren't going to jump on the Switch, and then make it worth my $300.
Mm-hmm.
Plus another $80 for a controller.
Yeah, oh my God. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I agree with you totally as a consumer. As a Nintendo, I don't think they don't have to work that hard because people buy it anyway.
just makes me sad.
It's like No Man's fucking Sky. Everyone was like, ooh, that's the coolest thing ever. I'm going to buy it before it comes out, before I hear anything about it. And then it turns out to be one of the shittiest games in recent memory. Yeah. And it's still, I think it was the 8th best-selling game on Steam last year.
Wow.
I'm like, really? I said that and someone was like, whoa, because people enjoy things. It's like, no, fuck you. Nobody enjoyed No Man's Sky.
Yeah.
At one point,
there was like zero people playing online.
Yeah, I hadn't heard a damn good thing about it, and it's the 8th best-selling game on Steam.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck you. Everyone just bought it before any reviews came out.
People got caught up in the hype.
Mm-hmm. And I try not to do that. The only time I buy... If I pre-order a game, it's usually something I'm fairly confident in. Like Civ 6.
Yeah. It's kind of hard to fuck that up.
Yeah. Like, I've played now 5 Civilization games in a row. They've all been awesome. Why would... Like, I have enough faith in them to purchase Civ 6.
It's trusted. Yeah, I don't think I've pre-ordered a game since Super Smash Bros. Wii U.
Or Grand Theft Auto 5. I've now played multiple Grand Theft Auto games. They've all been very good.
Yeah. I just really wish Nintendo said that they were going to switch it up. I was just really excited to see this, like, new breath of Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
We could move on. I've run out of tears.
Resident Evil 7 is an Xbox Play Anywhere title. So if you buy Resident Evil 7 for the Xbox One, you'll also get it for Windows 10 PC at no extra cost, and vice versa.
Sweet. So instead of being in my living room, I can just go into my study, playing anywhere.
You can do whatever you want. You can play in 2 different places.
Whoa. What the fuck? I have a gaming laptop, so now I can play in the hotel of that hooker that I was hanging out with.
You want to see something pretty... Well, you want to hear something pretty pathetic?
Yes.
Do you know Randy Pitchford?
No, but I'm sure you'll tell me.
He is one of the creators of Battleborn.
Okay.
The game that got completely dicked down by Overwatch. And you know what? You know what's funny is I made a comment on how Battleborn is just such a... is like the... How do you put it? The non-union version of Overwatch or something. And someone instantly responded and be like, they each have their own pros and cons or different games. And I responded like, you know how I know you search Battleborn on Twitter?
Yeah.
Because you found a random tweet to refute. Anyway. So, obviously Battleborn's not doing so hot. Because Overwatch kind of took that whole...
genre.
Whole genre. So... on Twitter, he found a way to drum up some interest in Battleborn. He shared a Reddit link for Battleborn Rule 34 called Battleporn.
That's so funny.
And he said, very not safe for work, but I've received reports that Battleborn Rule 34 is now a thing on Reddit. Link with caution.
Wow. It's kind of desperate.
He's drumming up interest for Battleborn.
Please
porn.
Please click on my thing.
Please click on it. Please play
Battleborn. Please know that Battleborn is a game because Tam 100% forgot about that game.
So that's crazy. He has like, what, 500,000 followers? Some of them, of course, underage.
Have you seen Paladins?
No.
It is... basically an Overwatch clone. If you remind me, if you're even interested, we can watch a couple videos. It's really, really, really fucking funny how similar these games are. Like, I'm sure that they weren't developed at the same time because they came out like within 3 months of each other.
Yeah.
It's obviously not as good of a game because it's not Blizzard quality, but like, they both had the exact same idea, and I'm sure that Paladins is just like, fuck.
That's funny.
Like, there's a character with a shotgun and a big hook that draws you closer. There's one with a giant shield. There's one with, like, a... like, they took Reaper and McCree and put them together. And it's like, they're just like, God fucking damn it. What is happening?
That sucks.
Yeah.
Just to see that. All right. That's enough for gaming news. Let's go into some technology.
Hype.
From analog to digital to repulsor rays. Tech so new, Tony Stark would be proud. Here comes technology news on 3-Hit
Combo. So there is a sci-fi series that is going to debut on ABC. It's its latest pickup. It's called The Crossing. It's about refugees from a war-torn country who seek asylum in an American town. The twist is that they're actually Americans from 250 years in the future who have traveled back in time for opportunities. Have you ever heard that premise before?
No.
That's because that's an episode of South Park.
That's so awesome. That's so awesome.
There is an episode of South Park where Americans from roughly 250 years in the future come back and start taking their gerbs.
That's so fucking funny.
I remember they were called, when they came out of the portal, they had goo on them, so they called them goobacks. Wow. And then all the men of South Park went into a big orgy pile because if they don't make any kids, there's no future. And then the people from the future can't come back and take their jobs. Sorry, gerbs.
Gerbs. That's...
that's so fucking hilarious.
That's so awesome. Good job, sci-fi, for that amazing catch.
It was... that episode was back in 2004. And then this episode was pitched, you know...
2016.
Yeah, it probably was pitched in 2016, yeah. At least being worked on since then, you know.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
South Park's ruling the world, dude.
There is a nearby exoplanet that scientists are searching for life on. It's called Wolf 1061. I'm sorry. I am so sorry. The star system is called Wolf 1061. The planet is called Wolf 1061C.
Oh.
My mistake.
Get your facts straight, Matt.
I know. Why pre-read when you might get it right the first time?
Right. Take a shot in the dark.
Yeah. While scientists have shown this exoplanet first in 2015, Stephen Kane and his team discovered that it's squarely within the habitable zone, the region in the solar system where the atmospheric conditions could support liquid water. Kane said that if there is any life on this planet, it must be living under hostile conditions, similar to those of Venus, since it's on the inner edge of the habitable zone, relatively close to its star. Now, the star system is so important because it's so close and gives other opportunities to do follow-up studies to see if it does indeed have life.
That's really, really cool.
That is awesome. I know. I can't wait to find, like, fucking life on a planet.
When are we going to go?
Like, there it is. There it is.
When are we going to go?
When are we going to go to that planet? Me and you.
Instead, we'll skip RTX this year, and we'll just head out to Wolfgang Amadeus C. And...
skip RTX.
I know, blasphemy.
Well, Wolf 1061C won't be visible again for a month.
Got time to pack our bags.
That's a good idea. Get things in order.
Right. Leave my estate.
Yeah, you'd have to. You'd have to leave your estate. I'm going away forever.
Does it say how far away it is?
Dun, 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 dun. 14 light years.
14 light years. Sweet. How exciting.
Yeah.
It really blends me up.
Can you brew beer on the moon?
Are you asking me?
I guess I'm asking everybody. But do you think we can brew beer in the
moon? I'll be the only one that answers. I'll answer for the good people.
Okay.
No, you cannot.
When some apocalyptic event in the very near future forces humans scurrying to another planet, we're going to have the same question. Can we still get shit-faced? A team at the University of California, San Diego... students are competing to send an experiment aboard a spacecraft built by an Indian startup, Team Indus, which received $1 million as part of Google's Lunar XPRIZE competition. The students, like all of us, want to know whether or not yeast can survive to ferment beer on the moon. The proposed experiment starts with wort, malt, and water mixed together, prepared on Earth and placed into special experimental vessels. The vessels would allow for the fermentation process where the yeast turns sugar into alcohol and the carbonation process of getting the bubbles into the beer to occur simultaneously without releasing any excess carbon dioxide. So basically, they're going to put that in there and see if they can take it to the moon and brew beer.
See if they can catch that six-pack.
Dude, this should be...
Experimental vessels.
Think how much you could sell moon beer for.
I don't know why Budweiser's not jumping all over this.
You could probably do it without any people. Like, get the beer ready on Earth, like they're doing. Put it on some sort of vessel that drops it on the moon. And then when it's ready, just skyhook that shit. Drop it back into the Pacific Ocean and pick it up.
But it's going to be all fizzy.
It's going to be all fizzy.
It'd be like a couple $100 thing of beer.
It would be.
Maybe like a grand to like go to the moon and back for a six pack of Natty Light.
it probably wouldn't even be that good. It's like, moon beer. Just
keep it on your shelves.
Uber is to pay out $20 million after promising drivers exaggerated wages.
Wow.
On Thursday, Uber agreed to pay the Federal Trade Commission $20 million over claims it had misled prospective drivers, recruiting them with ads with inflated typical earnings and mischaracterized the terms of its vehicle financing program. According to the FTC, Uber posted Craigslist ads in more than a dozen cities and promised hourly rates far above what the average driver could expect to make. In Boston, for example, the company enticed potential contractors with an ad titled Make $25 an Hour.
Holy fuck.
A wage that fewer than 10% of the drivers in that city actually earned.
Well, that's not truly false advertising. It is possible to get 25. It's shitty. It's a shitty thing to do. But I guess it is illegal. I'm not a judge, and a judge said it was.
They actually have a chart here where, like, say... So, like, Atlanta, they advertised $16 an hour in Atlanta, but fewer than 30% of the people actually make that. Same with Baltimore, fewer than 20%. Boston, like we said, 25, fewer than 10%. Philadelphia, 25, fewer than 10% actually made that. The only one that's close is Miami. They advertise $16 an hour and fewer than 50%. Make that.
Well, good job to those drivers for getting their nut. That's what I'm trying to think of.
Police are looking for a man. I just realized, hey, you want to go into news?
Yeah, I'd love to go into news.
When there's some strange news in your neighborhood.
Not sure.
Here's a completely interesting story I've never started to read. Police looking for a man who stole two pizzas dressed as a beer bottle.
Was he a beer bottle from the moon?
Does not look like it. It looks like, I know that bottle, but I don't know what the fuck it is.
I know that man.
I know that bottle.
That bottle killed my parents.
A man in South Wales was caught on camera stealing two pizzas while dressed as a beer bottle. The unidentified pizza thief entered a staff-only area, grabbed two pizzas, and left without paying.
That's really funny.
It looks like he didn't take any dough. He did steal cash.
He did?
No, he didn't.
Did not?
He didn't. He did not take any dough.
Oh. All right.
It might seem easy to track down a giant Heineken bottle, but like a beer that's been open for 6 hours, the search seems to have gone flat.
Whoever wrote this needs a Pulitzer, straight up.
Whoever writes these articles, this was David Moyer of the Huffington Post.
Shout out to the homie, dude.
No. He's probably that guy I'm always reading stupid-ass articles from.
David, you're making a living, and I'm proud of you, buddy. You keep that shit up.
You're making a living, but I'm not very proud of you.
So I'm the mother in this scenario, and you're the father.
Yeah, I'm the father. A goat walks into an Oregon 7-Eleven and helps herself to some sour Skittles.
Ooh, I know this one.
Do you?
Yeah.
I heard this one. I know it. Mm-hmm.
All right, tell me the rest of the joke.
A goat who clearly decided it was about time she tasted the rainbow. It was recorded last week munching on some sour Skittles inside an Oregon convenience store.
Real talk, I love sour Skittles.
I have never had sour Skittles.
They fuck up your tongue. Fuck up your tongue.
Oh my god, this is so funny. Okay, so Caitlin Lund was at the store when the goat started its snacking spree.
Oh no.
She says, quote, "At that point, I'm like, dude, does no one realize there's a real-life goat in here? Like, where's your mom, goat?"
Oh, where's your mom?
It turns out the guy checking out right next to me was her owner, which I found that out a couple days later when I went in again. Lund described the other shoppers as hella nonchalant about the goat eating candy from the floor. Hella nonchalant.
I love the word hella. I think that word's really funny.
That is funny. Well, Tim, we kind of blazed through this one. That is all I got for this episode of 3-Hit Combo Podcast.
Hype!
So, remember, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3HitCombo Podcast, twitter.com/3HitCombo PC, email us, 3HitCombo Podcast@gmail.com, and search for us on YouTube, 3-Hit Combo Podcast. So, for Tam, this is Matt, signing out.